Just a little reminder, right now it is 11 a.m. Good morning. And you are now listening to WMUC FM College Park, the best college radio station in the DMV on 90.5.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help!
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP. Or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone.
Won't you please, please help me?
All right. Good morning, WMUCCCCC. This is Earth to Ira. You know, the show that you love and adore very much. You know how it is. It's Earth to Ira where I keep grounded. I don't remember if any of my listeners last time are tuning in right now, but I did say that I was gonna workshop a bit of a new DJ name because I don't know, it's a new year. I don't know if I necessarily resonate with DJ Dirt, because I'm low-key up now. I'm not in the dirt. So I decided a new DJ name. I workshopped it. I pocketed it. I brainstormed. And I have reached a conclusion. I am no longer DJ Dirt. I am DJ Rar. And you might be wondering why I chose that. Low-key, the only reason is because it's really close to my government name. My government private federal name, even though I say it in my show. And it's literally in the title of my show. Yeah, so now into the nitty-gritty. Would you rather eat a brick for $1 million? Or eat $1 million for a brick. I'll wait. Right? Okay. Well, let me tell you what a fellow Marylander did. They won the freaking lotto. And they became a multimillionaire. So they took the $1 million. And they won because of a scratch-off ticket. Who even wins the lottery these days? I thought that, like, wasn't a thing. I thought that was just, like, there. I didn't know, like, people actually won it. So they just took the $1 million and they didn't even have to eat a brick for it. Speaking of bricks, I've been yapping for one. Now, starting with a fresh release by Mitski. Where's my iPhone? Where's my freaking iPhone?
Bitch.
That was Where Is My Phone by Mitski. That is basically my mom every single day. She'll be holding her phone. Mind you, she'll be holding her phone and be like, where's my phone? Anyone else's mom do that? I swear this has to be a universal thing. It can't just be me. And like right after she asks, like, where's her phone? She'll find it like at the very end of that sentence, like not even a millisecond later. Right, naturally. Speaking of moms, today's little episode. Shout out people who have mommy issues. Yeah, my voice cracked. Ignore that. Hey, everyone with mommy issues, put a W in the chat. There's no chat. Yeah, so today's for you guys. And you might be like, what prompted this, Ira? Or DJ Rar? Let's just say that over the weekend, I had a little bit of an experience where, like, I was just realizing at the end of the day, my mom is just a girl. I felt so maternal of her. All of her friends were hanging out, and she didn't get to go, and she was watching videos. Actually, let me not get into it. No, let me not, because it'll make me sad. But I made this playlist while thinking about that. So if you have mommy issues, this is for yous. Because tell me why I was maternal of her, and then also, like, I'd be mad at her sometimes. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different thing. Anyways, next song. Born Wicked by Salaya.
I'm just a sinner, it's my nature. You know exactly what I'm made of. I'll bloom from your poison garden. The fruit they feed us is already rotten.
That was Born Wicked by Salaya. All right, next. I found this song and it actually ripped my heart out. I stomped on it, you know, the usual experience for any young woman listening to any song that's remotely sad. Right, and I'm gonna make this my whole personality. Anyways, the song is Oxygen by Porch Light. Enjoy.
Can you promise something, darling? Please don't leave, but will you love me till it hurts? I can reach you now, but even all my doubts are saying we should make this work. And I just wanna share oxygen.
I just want to share oxygen. Is that too much to ask for? Let me know. I don't think that's crazy. I mean, what better indicator of love than, you know, I just want to breathe the same air as you. Matter of fact, if I could crawl into your skin, I would actually don't get me started. Because if we're talking about yearning, that's something I could talk about for a very long time. Longer than my show allows. Right. And I'm sure you don't want to hear me yapping. You want to hear the music and how this playlist is giving mommy issues, giving yearning. It's giving I am my mother's daughter. And I had that stark realization over the weekend. My therapist will be hearing about it. I need to stop doing that. I keep falling into this little, like, Trump-esque impersonation voice, and I can't help it. The voices! Okay. Anyways, the next song by Annabelle Dinda, The Hand.
Every time a guy writes a song, he's a cowboy, a sailor.
just take me somewhere higher. You know, some might say, if you believe in a God, that might be heaven. But scientists might be saying, maybe space. Matter of fact, take me up where aliens are. Speaking of aliens, the next song, Alien by Love Cat. Quick little PSA that I want to say before I move on to the next song. Something that, how do I word this? Something that has a phenomenon that's been happening. Actually, I don't know if everybody knows this or not. For one, being in like the College Park, PG County area, also all the way in MoCo and HoCo, I'm going to get a little political, they're building ICE detention centers, and I just think I would like to use my platform, take a little bit, like, some time out of my own show, and just talk about what's happening, and why this is literally insane. Detention centers, like, that word in and of itself is not describing the actual reality of it. I just think people, there is a lot of outrage, but I just feel that there needs to be more. I mean, people, kids, women, children, families, literally being abducted in front of, like, in broad daylight. Is that not insane? And then you have these people who, these so-called agents, that if they feel like what they're doing is so right, why hide behind a mask? I don't know. Sometimes I can't really wrap my head around how out of touch, how arrogant and selfish you have to be to think that this is okay. And there's still people out, like, there's literally people out there, maybe even people that you sit with in class or fellow kids on your campus, or even maybe your neighbors. Like, there's people out there that think that this is okay. Abducting people, ripping apart families, like, no one here is illegal. And yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to say that with everything happening right now, people think it won't affect them. People think, oh, we're in Maryland, we're a pretty blue state. There's no way that this could come around and bite us in the butt or come around and harm us in any way. But the opposite could also be argued, that literally we are a very progressive state. We're a very blue state. And even then, somehow, building, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe two, maybe three detention centers were approved to start, like, construction in, like, this area. PG County, Howard County, there is another one, do not quote me on this, but those are the two that I know of. So the opposite could be argued, we're a very blue state, how is this happening? That should actually be even more insane. And so I just wanted to shed some light on that. I wanted to remind people, whoever's listening, if you actually are, that this is a very real thing, and it affects everybody. If it starts with abducting people in broad daylight, and you think it might not impact your demographic, depending on your skin color, but this is just the beginning. Like, if they could do this, then who knows what they'll do next? This is, like, I don't know. I just wanted to shed some light on that. This is a very real thing, and it's actually happening right under our noses, and it's happening in our community. We're lucky enough to be in a fairly progressive state that does try its best to protect our own, like, civil rights, our human rights in Maryland, but we just have to look out for each other. At the end of the day, nothing is stronger than a community, and a lot can be changed by, like, the culmination of individual people. Truly, if you want something to be different, then no power is stronger than a power of a community. So help thy neighbor. Watch out for your neighbors. You know, keep an eye out, because the people in power aren't really protecting us, then we have to protect us. And yeah, that was, like, on a more serious note. I just wanted to talk about that. a little political. Yeah. Anyways, so the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. Why were people playing football during the Bad Bunny concert? What was that about? I love Bad Bunny. Well, I like literally tripped over my words because just thinking about him, I'm drooling. Someone clean this mic. I am in this room by myself. Mind you. Yeah. Who decided to let all these people play football during a Bad Bunny concert? Quite distracting. I actually don't even know who won. I did not watch the game. I actually couldn't care less. I don't like the Patriots. And I don't mind the Seahawks. I don't really like them either. But I dislike the Patriots even more. Don't ask me why. Just because. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, one more thing. Is it not insane? It's literally insane. But is it not insane that also, like, first of all, like, Bad Bunny, like, performing at the Super Bowl. Amazing. Gorgeous, beautiful, talented, everything and anything I could have wanted. And more. Please, more of that. I think it was the Grammys. Was it not insane that he literally did not feel safe enough in this country that he had to wear a bulletproof vest? Just, like, try to comprehend, like, the state of this country and, like, the lengths people have had to go to just to even feel remotely safe. Right. Oh, and you know Bad Bunny's, like, performance ate down because the Paul brothers are disagreeing about it. Jake Paul was like, we should protest the Super Bowl halftime show because we can't let these big corporations win. I actually don't even think he knows what any of those words mean. Holy buzzwords. He's just spouting nonsense. And then Logan Paul, not that this is relevant, I just think it's kind of funny. Logan Paul responded to his own brother's tweet. It was like, I love you, Jake, but I actually disagree. I think it was an amazing performance and it was a great representation of Puerto Rican culture and Right. So, Bad Bunny even has the Paul brothers divided. What a powerful, powerful man. God, I love Bad Bunny. Benito. Anywhoosies. The next song I would like to play is by a brown girl, just like myself. So, you know, I gotta represent. And she has to represent in her community, too. Isha Tewari. Her song, Muse.
Wait on your child.
Okay, that was Muse by Isha Dewari. The next song is by Mercury. It's called Heaven. Funnily enough, actually, I've been yapping so much. Let me just get into the music. Let me just shut up. Yeah, so Heaven by Mercury. Song is by Amy Fatale, Apple of My Eye. If only someone ever said that to me.
What you doing late? Is your wallet full of paper? Are you looking for a winner? Are you going on for dinner?
That was Apple of My Eye. The next song, The Soundtrack by Nep.
And I will fly despite the world around me. I saw you on the big screen. My body froze to my seat. I looked up into the sky and closed my eyes till you left the scene. Sit out on my window, cross my heart and die. I promise I would break all of my bones if it kept you inspired. I am like a bird, you know this. I fly despite the carnage. You see something I don't see. You see the beauty of it. You see the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Now, that lovely song was the soundtrack by Nep. The next song comes from an artist I hold very deep to my heart. Mostly because they have gotten me through rough times, and like, they're like your go-to sad song type vibe. I'm sure you all know C-Rose. She has this song, House Song, very sad, very depressing. So why not keep the good vibes going? This song by C-Rose is called Dearly Missed. Everybody, so I think we have enough time for one or two last songs. For the next song, I have Just For Now by Imogen Heap.
Just for now. did you know? It's what I always wanted. Could never have too many.
Goodbye. through your windows and through your walls. I see you made of crystal light. I see you running and never moving. I see you waiting.